The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Thing I'm gonna try to do is step in, embody the swag that people from Detroit walk with.
With the first pick in the 2021 NBA draft, the Detroit Pistons select Cade Cunningham.
I know my name was the first name called, but I didn't do this by myself. I have a number one pick family, honestly. Detroit Pistons, I'm all the way in. Let's do it.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it
what
that
up,
we yo? Do?
It's our turn, Detroit. We are the people. What they want?
Money falling from the sky. A lot of players got paid last evening, Mr. Rose. There is no city, no team that was impacted more than your Detroit Pistons last evening. And who is joining us right now on the program?
Our very special guest is the number one pick in the 2021 NBA draft. The current face of my Detroit Pistons.
Yes.
Cade Cunningham, Motorcade, Arcade is joining the program.
Cade, thank you so much for taking the time and joining us.
Appreciate y'all having me on.
So last night, did it feel like? What were the emotions when you were picked number one in the draft?
It was crazy. I've been, trying to rerun it 1,000 times since that moment. But, I was just so excited. I was glad I got to, have all my fam around and really just enjoy that moment. So it was huge for me.
Welcome to Detroit City. I say welcome to Detroit City. Congratulations on being selected number one overall. Again, we're very excited to have you now be the face of the franchise. What was it like to hear your name called and understand how much my hometown embraces you as a prospect and as a person?
It's huge for me. Ever since Detroit got the number one pick in the lottery, it's been nothing but love from the fans in the city. So, to have that coming in, only gives me confidence to play my game and to be me. And that's all you want as a player.
Well, along with being the number one pick in the draft comes expectations and pressure, and you're going to be in Detroit. How do you feel about what comes with being the number one pick and your approach to this season?
That's what I've always worked for. I worked to earn those responsibilities of having the ball in my hands and trying to, come in as the number one guy and elevate a team first year. So, that's what I worked for. And now that I have the opportunity, I'm going to try to make the most of it.
And I'm really excited about Dwayne Casey being our head coach, our young core, Killian Hayes, Bay and Stewart, who were all rookie. Obviously, Grant, Team USA. So what do you know about your current teammates, and have you got a chance to talk and kick it with them, any of them yet?
I played a few games against Isaiah Stewart in high school, and just really got to know how competitive he is and what kind of guy he is through that. And Sadiq Bey, me and him have the same agency, so I've seen him around during my pre-draft a little bit. Just since I've seen Detroit get the number one pick, I've been trying to, learn as much as I can about the team and come in with as much knowledge as I can.
Are you prepared for Jalen Rose to take you out in Detroit? Are you ready for that experience?
Let's see. It's on him. We can see where y'all.
I got you, family.
And, I got something right now. I'm trying to come in and focus. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get at you, though, Zeddy. You already know.
No question. But here's what I want you to know. And this is extremely important as an athlete. We're going to be behind you regardless. See, after the draft, people going to shake hands, kiss babies, take pictures. But when the season starts, they're going to be gone. I'm still going to be here. The city's still going to be here. So what are your personal expectations for this season?
You know, I want to play playoff basketball my first year in. I feel like that's the only goal that I should have is, you know, trying to bring the Pistons to being a playoff team my first year in. And, you know, I feel like that's very attainable. I feel like you said, with the young core that they got going right now, and then adding me on, I feel like, you know, I can only help what they already have going for them.
Wow, you see how excited Jalen is right now. He said playoff. Basketball. He said playoff basketball. He said playoff basketball.
Let's go,
in Detroit.
Is up, man.
No, it's up. And you know, every day I'm bossing up, saying what up, Dawn, the show, putting on for the culture. I got the whole city behind me every day, family. And we're going to be behind you the same way.
Now, Cade, one thing that we love about your game is you can get it in all facets. You can score at the bucket with both hands, mid-range, three-pointer, spot up, off the dribble. You have a very complete game, which is one of the reasons we love Detroit getting you in number one. My question for you is, what are you trying to work on? What are you trying to develop so you can be successful in the league?
I'm still working on my body, always trying to, you know, fine-tune that and see how, you know, I can prepare myself the best I can for the game, but... you know, off of that, just, you know, added to my jump shot, still trying to get that, you know, the range even further and more consistent. And then fine tuning the rest of my game as far as, you know, ball handling and playmaking.
Number one pick in the draft, franchise player for the Detroit Pistons,
and he ain't
Cade
even
Cunningham.
Made it to the city yet. He just driving there and he took the time for us. So we appreciate you, family. Best of luck to you and yours. You're going to do an amazing job on and off the floor. The sky's the limit. Keep doing what you're doing, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
When we come back, the Los Angeles Lakers have potentially added none other than the triple-double threat, Russell Westbrook, to the team. We'll break that down right after this.
Goals to win another championship.
That is the goal right now, and that is the motivation right now.
This would definitely be a trio to be reckoned with.
LeBron James delivering AD dynamite.
Westbrook, he just doesn't stop. I'm a champion, I need some trophy.
Coming to you live above Pier 17 in the South Street, Seaport District of Manhattan. Welcome back to Jalen Jacoby, brought to you by Chase. Mr. Rose.
What up, though?
We just had Cade Cunningham on the show. And somehow, the Pistons drafting Cade Cunningham is the second biggest story in the NBA today because the Lakers are about to add that man, Russell Westbrook, the triple-double machine. And they're giving up Kuzma, Harrell, KCP, and a 2021 first-round pick. Mr. Rose, does the addition of Russell Westbrook make them the clear favorites to come out of the Western Conference?
It does. And
yes.
When you look at what the Washington Wizards received, shout to Tommy Shepard, their general manager. Because if you really look at the deals, right, they got more for Russell Westbrook than Houston got for James Harden.
Facts.
Just think about that for a second. And so now, look deeper into what they traded. Assets up front that won't get a lot of minutes because their two best players are LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
Yep.
So there's no room for Montrezl Harrell to get a lot of minutes. There's no room for Kyle Kuzma to get a lot of shots. You just asked me the other day, can Kyle Kuzma maximize his potential in Detroit? I mean, his potential with the Lakers?
No.
I said he can win a championship with the Lakers.
He did.
But he can't maximize his potential. And your example about Jeremy Grant in Detroit, I like that for Kyle Kuzma.
And another thing that I always say is I love duos, but I don't like redundant duos. Mm-hmm. And I feel like Beal and Westbrook were a little bit redundant. And I think that both teams are better off because of this. And the biggest thing that this does in my mind for the Lakers, LeBron James doesn't have to do everything. Because those minutes when he's on the bench, the Lakers were so bad, so unproductive. Now when he's on the bench, instead of Dennis Schroeder running the show, you give the ball to Russell Westbrook, and we know what he can do.
Absolutely, and I'm going to get to Brody. That's a great point. And so Also, I just got to make one more Washington point. They basically just got like 55 points. Okay, Kuzma, Montrezl Harrell, KCP, that's going to be about 55 points.
45.
For them, it's going to be like 55
points. Yeah, probably.
And you roll the dice on that pick, right? And so for the Lakers, you went in win now mode, right? So look at an 82-game masterpiece. The season is about to start, everybody, in October.
In like 3 weeks.
I know y'all feel like y'all been seeing me on TV 5 times a day because y'all have. The last 8.5 months, we've had 2 NBA champions. Usually we have 1 NBA champion in 12 months. LeBron James, ain't he like almost 37 years of age?
Yes.
And Anthony Davis clearly is going to be needing to be load managed.
Mm-hmm.
You made the pristine point. Brody's going to be a guy, whether one of those guys are healthy, whether both of those guys are out, he's still going to put up supersized triple doubles.
Yes.
And here's the other thing he's going to do. Play with speed. Yeah. You know why LeBron, one of the things he loves about Alex Caruso so much is that that's a guy that's out actually running with him.
Mm-hmm.
Russ is going to be 100 miles and running. And I got Russ's deficiencies in my mind, y'all.
We know.
He's not a perfect basketball player. Let me give y'all a definition of what Russell Westbrook is, right? And this is why he's such a polarizing future Hall of Famer that I've been standing on the table defending his game since he was going to the NBA Finals with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Here's what is confusing to everyone. He's not the shooter that Steph Curry or Dame Lillard is.
No.
He's not traditional like Chris Paul. He's not even like a flamethrower like a Donovan Mitchell or Jamal Murray.
Doesn't have Kyrie's handles.
Right? Great point. So what ends up happening with Russ is he plays with the same mentality and the same pace the entire game. Now, for anybody that's played basketball, right, how you play the first 2 minutes of the game is usually different than how you play the last 2 minutes of the game. Russ plays like they're not keeping score. He's not taking prisoners. So the first 2 minutes, if he got an open shot with 19 seconds to go on the clock, he gonna shoot it. The same thing if it's 19 seconds to go in the game. You feel what I'm saying?
Yep.
And he's gonna give them pace. He's gonna give them productivity. He's gonna give them a guy that's been an MVP in this league. And rebounding is something he's gonna, this is great for the Lakers. They're the undisputed favorites in the West.
Talk to me.
Because they have Russ, not if they have the other guys that they traded.
Kuzma, Harrell, KCP, dude, they're not difference makers the way Russell Westbrook is. Now, Jalen, if you look at their potential starting five,
okay,
you got the big three, you add THT, Marc Gasol. When you look at this starting five, tell me there's another team in the Western Conference that can beat this team in a 7-game series. What team can beat them in a 7-game series?
Well, everybody that's going to over-evaluate the deal right now, just make sure you pay attention to the fact that the Wizards gained 4 assets, 3 players in a draft pick, and the Lakers only gained 1. So that means they're going to do more signing.
This is mutually beneficial. They're going to have to bring in some shooters. They're going to have to bring in a lot of people on minimums.
But that team up there that y'all just put on the screen, let me just tell you something, sir. That bet not be the starting lineup.
It probably won't be.
Okay?
Well,
that's too slow. That's too old. That ain't the starting lineup. Okay. Now, Russell Westbrook, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis will be in the starting lineup. The other two spots still be determined.
Jalen, I'm going to take this way too far into the media thing. It's Nets-Lakers finals. It's predetermined. This is like those Warriors-Cavaliers years.
Can I say something to make you mad at me?
It is predetermined. It is predetermined. It is Nets-Lakers finals. Nets-Lakers finals.
Can I tell you to say something?
Might as well just fast forward right to it. We don't even need the playoffs.
What if I said I'd rather take the field in the West?
Just stop with this field thing. You've been doing this for a year now. I'll take the field. You don't even know what that means. Taking the field is an obvious, easy bet. It's obvious and easy. We are going to see the Lakers and the Nets in the NBA Finals next year.
How about this?
It is predetermined.
Can I tell you guys about
Harden,
a phone call?
Kyrie, KD against Russ, LeBron, and AD? I mean, Jalen.
I got the pristine drop the mic point.
Pristine?
Let me tell you a couple of texts that I imagine happened last night.
Okay.
Okay. There's a text from KD to LeBron. Once Russ got traded to Lakers, KD like, good luck with that.
Enjoy that.
And then LeBron responded to KD about Kyrie. You too.
From one superstar in the NBA to a superstar in the NFL, it is now official. Aaron Rodgers.
That's going to be a great final.
Is with the Green Bay Packers. He signed the reworked deal. We know the concessions that were made. Jalen, in my career, 20 years in sports media, I've never seen a superstar not named Michael Jordan that was so obviously in their last year with the team. I have not seen this before. An MVP, peak of their career, saying, you know what, I'll play one more year and then I'm gone.
Well, you are old enough to remember this happened with Kevin Durant.
It wasn't this clear that he was leaving.
Yes, it was.
It was pretty clear.
Yes, it was. And the one thing about the Aaron Rodgers situation, however, that's different from KD's is that when Aaron Rodgers leaves, they in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Golden State Warriors got Wiseman last year. They got two lottery picks this year. They're going to get Klay Thompson back. Steph Curry playing at an MVP level. Draymond Green all defense. When they lose Aaron Rodgers and they lose Devontae Adams, we ain't going to talk about them on this show.
You know what Aaron Rodgers is not doing? Coaching up Jordan Love in the sideline.
Oh, no. Yes. Not going to be able to do it.
You know, he didn't take this young man under his wing and show him all the secrets.
You ready for this? You ready for this? I guarantee you go in your phone right now and you look on social media, and I bet anything Aaron Rodgers is not following Jordan Love on no social handle.
Oh, no. Oh, no. He's not following the Packers either. Every single week, whether they win, whether they lose, whether it's a close game, whether it's a blowout, we'll be talking about Aaron Rodgers' futures with the Packers, and that is going to be a dark cloud that follows this team, which will make them underperform, and they will win the division, but they will not get to the NFC
Championship. I already see the headline. I already see the headline. Rodgers loves Lions.
Stop it. You got Cade. Be happy with Cade. Be happy with Cade.
He throws two interceptions.
Jalen.
Against the Lions for pick sixes.
Your Pistons added a star. And so did the Los Angeles Dodgers at the deadline. The World Series champion Dodgers added Scherzer and Turner for four highly rated prospects. But this is a clear move of we'll take your stars. We'll forego our future. We're in win now mode. Are the Dodgers the clear favorites for the World Series after this?
So the Dodgers are like acquiring some of my favorite players. Mm-hmm. You know how much I love my guy. Okay. And I know that hurts you as a Die Easy Red Sox fan. I know that hurts you.
I'm past.
Know that hurts you. And Scherzer, former Detroit Tiger.
And Turner's nasty.
There was a time when we had he and Justin Verlander as aces in the same rotation, okay? And here's a fact about Max also. Did you realize that his eyes are two different colors? His eyes are two different colors. And he's out there an ace pitcher in Major League Baseball and a champion for the Nationals, and now going to the Dodgers, the defending World Series champions.
They are clear favorites to win the World Series, and in my mind, the Los Angeles Lakers are clear favorites to go to the finals. It is a good day to be a Los Angeles sports fan.
You know what? That might make Magic come off vacation.
No.
Magic still on vacation?
No. Oh, he on vacation.
My OG, my idol. Magic got like a $500 million
yacht. If the sun is still up after 7 p.m., Magic is on vacation.
I love
he goes on like a three-month vacation every single year.
And he gonna
big
get,
shout
he about to get
to
two
Irving
more
Magic
wins
Johnson.
If the Lakers and the Dodgers both win.
Well, we'll see. When we return, Jalen Anthony Rose, we're going to find out how you really feel about Cade Cunningham joining the Pistons. We'll be back right after this. Got to give the people. Tomorrow night is Fight Night, 9 p.m. on ESPN, ESPN Plus, and ESPN Deportes. It is Hall against Strickland, the number 8 and the number 11 contenders in the middleweight division. Tune in, UFC Fight Night on ESPN Plus. Jalen Anthony Rose,
What up, though?
Last night, your Detroit Pistons changed the franchise for the next decade. Cade Cunningham is now a Piston. You were there live in person to see this pick and every pick. What was your feeling when he walked across the stage, and how was your evening?
And not just Cade, but for all of the young men who went from being amateurs to professionals, went from being a member of the family to the breadwinner, went from being people who did basketball because it was something they loved, but now this is how you eat. It's vastly different. And you won't see players in this era looking up 5-10 years from now going broke.
Mm-mm.
Because these guys are smarter, they're more disciplined, they have better teams around them, and I appreciate how ready they are. You notice how players are more prepared now when they get into the league. Yep. And don't look no further than the fashion. When you look at my draft day suit, I ain't have a budget, dog.
Butcher's coming.
I ain't have a budget. Like, that's a Balmain suit.
Uh-uh.
Those are real diamonds.
That didn't work for me. That suit didn't work
for
me.
How about the...
No bell bottoms, dog. No bell bottoms for me.
Hey, I'm jealous of his
hair. No bell bottoms, man.
You know I'm jealous of that.
See, I'm allowed to be negative because you know these people. You have to talk to them. But those bell bottoms did not work for me. They did not work for me. Mr. Green, you're going to have a great career in the NBA, but that suit did not work. You're going to live in infamy.
Yes, it did.
Like my co-host, Jalen.
Congratulations.
We'll be back on Monday at 2 p.m.
Welcome to Detroit.